Hey, you're in the right place to hear something pretty awesome. My name is Caleb, and this is another round of Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. I don't know how you were as a kid, but I did a lot of stupid stuff. Sorry, Mom. And most of it, just because I was bored. Well, Janie has a story from her childhood, where boredom led her into a pretty significant spiritual experience.
Hi, my name is Janie, and this is my spirit story. When I was in middle school, I was part of my school speech and drama team. On the weekends, we would go to competitions on Saturdays, and they lasted the majority of the day. I was in about eighth grade. We were at Lafayette High School in Lexington, Kentucky. And I was just hanging out in the cafeteria with my friends, and they just said, hey, we met some people, let's go find them. So we went, and we were walking around, and we found these other girls, and they said, hey, we're getting ready to go upstairs and have a seance. Do you want to come? My first thought was, oh no, seances are not good. Because I grew up in the church, and I knew, I'd always been told, like, seances are bad, like, don't get involved with that, that's not good. But part of me thought, well, I'm not going to be left out of this, and it's probably not even real, so let's just go. So I went with them, and we sat down in a circle, and the whole time I kept thinking, okay, this girl, she has no idea what she's doing. She's just pulling our chain, like, she's just playing with us. And she kept saying she was going to summon spirits and stuff. She closed her eyes, and we all held hands. It was just like in the movies. She started talking in gibberish, didn't really understand what she was talking about. I just kind of sat there like, okay, nothing's really happening, whatever. She then started talking to this other girl who had no idea who she was. And she started talking about this girl's grandmother who had passed away. And this girl was like saying, oh my gosh, like, how do you know who my grandma is? How do you, all these things, like, how do you know what she looked like? All this stuff. And this girl was apparently describing this other girl's grandmother to a T. And the whole time I kept thinking, okay, whatever. Like, there's no way. And then she said, wait a minute, there's somebody else here. And she looked at me. She goes, is it your grandfather, your granddaddy, which is what we called him? And I said, what? And she started talking about him, how he was in Vietnam. She described the upstairs bedroom of my grandparents' house. There was an old bedroom set in there that was my great-grandmother's. There was a rocking chair. And on the dresser, there was a lamp that if you lit it up, you would see like a shadow on the wall of Niagara Falls. Whenever we would go and spend the night there, that's where we would sleep. She started talking exactly about this dream. I had never met this girl in my entire life. She had no idea who I was. I don't even know her name. She started talking about this, and she said that my grandfather, my granddaddy, was there with this lady's grandma, and that demons were trying to get us, and this grandma, she was trying to get us, and she was angry that we woke her up, is what she said. And my grandfather came to help stop her from being mad, that he was fighting her for us. We ended up leaving, and I was scared to death, like shaking, scared to death. I went to my next round of competitions, did not do well, and then I went on with the day, and we went to the awards ceremony. I was still shaking. My friends were there, and we were kind of talking about it, but trying to be secretive because there were parents around, and we didn't want them to find out what we had done. So we're in the awards ceremony, and as we're in there, the lights go out, which freak everybody out, and I'm literally shaking. I go home. I'd never tell anybody about this. I just tried to go on with my life after we got home. I was scared. I slept with the lights on for probably a month because I was scared to go to bed. I lived in fear because of this situation. Yeah, so I knew that this wasn't a healthy experience from God because I had had healthy experiences with God. I would feel God's presence with me. Sometimes I would hear him. It felt safe. I was never scared. It just felt like warm and comfortable. Kind of like a warm blanket on a winter's night is what it felt like. Just kind of, just present, you know? And so when this happened, and it had me very terrified, it wasn't that warm blanket. I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel loved. Even though I was an adult and going on with my everyday life, and sometimes it would still come back and scare me, I would think, oh no, is that old lady trying to get me? And I've had to seek prayer over these things to bring me from freedom. Thankfully, growing in my relationship with Jesus and in my relationship with community and the church, I've learned to overcome that. I've learned that old lady, she has no power because Christ has taken that power away from her through prayer and growth. I was very curious about the spiritual. I think we all have that, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. I think we're spiritual beings and there's always a curiosity there. And growing up, I knew that things like witchcraft and seances and Ouija boards and fortune telling and palm reading, anything of that nature, was not of God. Not just because I'd been told about that, but just knowing Bible stories about that and just knowing that those weren't gifts from Jesus, that was the bad, that was Satan. And, you know, when I went into this, I went in out of curiosity and a little bit of boredom and just trying to fill the time. I don't think I thought anything really was going to happen, that it was just fake and baloney. And I think that ended up opening a door that was already there in my life, but the door just hadn't been swung open all the way. And I think because I did this, it opened up a door to the dark side of things, and it made me more open to that, which made me more vulnerable to spiritual attacks. We all have this side to seek after this spiritual sense. It's just a choice. Do we want to go dark or go with the light? And I know that sounds very Star Wars-like. I don't even like Star Wars, but that sounds very Star Wars-like. But it's true. That's the best way to describe it. I think of like the Stranger Things kids who, like, because of curiosity, get on their bicycles and go riding around and like, oh, we got to find what happened, blah, 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 blah. And I love Stranger Things, but we don't need to be like that. We need to direct our curiosity towards the light, towards Jesus, because ultimately that's going to squash out the dark. When we turn on a light in a room, when we walk into that room and flip on that light switch, nothing is dark anymore. It's all light. Don't be like the Stranger Things kids. Be like somebody who flips on the lights all the time. The biggest thing I learned about God from this is that he is my protector. I don't need my grandfather's spirit who's passed away to protect me. Jesus is my protector. That's why he died for me. As much as I love my grandfather, in his human flesh, I don't need that spirit to protect me. I need the Holy Spirit to protect me. And that sounds so cheesy, but it's truth.
Janie, thanks for your story. Janie's a warrior, and I know that firsthand because she's my wife. Great job, babe. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Stories is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.